From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Monday edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Today, I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 is a verse of Scripture that we're going to be looking at throughout the course of this week. And it's a fabulous verse of Scripture. It's a verse of Scripture that really says something that is very encouraging to those of us who read and study the Word of God on a regular basis. Listen to what the verse says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Now, I don't know if you happen to be in the practice of memorizing the word of God or not. If you're not, I would encourage you to get into that practice. Because when we memorize the Word of God and allow it to be a part of our life, well, then I find that God will use His Word that we have memorized in a particular way at a particular time to give us the strength and the direction as we go through a particular situation. Well, I believe this is a verse that is worth memorizing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Listen to it again. Paul is writing here, and of course he is writing to the Thessalonian Christians, and he is speaking on behalf of Silas and Timothy, who were a part of the missionary team that the Lord used to start that church there in Thessalonica to lead those people to Christ. And notice what he says. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. In this verse, we see at least two tremendous things. Number one, we see the effect of the word of God. And God's word is effective when we receive it and apply it to our lives. We also see the source of the word of God here. It comes from God himself. When we pick up the Bible to read it, we're not just reading the words of Paul or Timothy or Peter or John or whoever the case may be. We are reading the literal word of Almighty God. And that's important to keep in mind. And so we want to focus on this particular verse of Scripture this week. And the title of the series is simply this: The Effect of the Scripture in the Lives of Those Who Believe It. The effect of the Scripture in the lives of those who believe it. You know, over the years of my pastoral ministry, and that is over 45 years of ministry, I've received the following statements from people regarding the Word of God, two of them particularly. Number one, I've had people come to me and say, "Pastor, I try to read the Bible, but never get anything from it." Oh, beloved, I've heard that over and over again down through the years. "Pastor, I try to read the Bible, but I never get anything from it." I can remember the first time that I heard that, and of course it was with a lady who came into my study. She wanted to talk to me about her spiritual life, and she said, "You know, I pick up the Bible, I try to read it, I get nothing out of it. What is my problem?" Well, I had the opportunity of talking with her and counseling her a little bit. And after a period of time, she got to the point where she was able to get a lot out of the Word of God. But I hear that so often. And maybe you are in that category. that you pick up the Bible and you read it and you say, I never get anything out of it. That's a sad statement, is it not? And yet there are many people who are living inside of that category every day, as it were. The other thing that I've heard people say down through the years is this, Pastor, I get so much out of the Bible, I never want to put it down. And I'll tell you, beloved, when somebody comes to me and says that, my heart is encouraged. You know, I don't know about you, but I love my Bible. I love to pick it up and read it. I love to study it. And I know that many of you would say amen to that, that when you begin to read your Bible, well, it just comes alive. And, you know, praise the Lord for that. But we see a contrast here. Number one, we have those who try to read the Word of God and don't get anything from it. And on the other hand, we see those who do read the Word of God and get a lot from it. They don't even want to put it down. Now, I have a question, and that question is simply this. Why is there such a difference between two people's responses who claim to know the Lord regarding what they get from the Scripture? Why is there such a difference between the two? Well, here are a couple of considerations to consider. Number one, it could be perhaps one is not really saved. You know, beloved, if you're not saved, the Word of God means nothing to you. It means nothing to you. I mean, it may be something that you would recognize as good literature, and without a doubt, you could probably get some good principles to live by. But if you're not saved, you don't have the Holy Spirit within you to teach you the things of the Word of God. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, where it says, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man, the natural person, is the unsaved individual. And the things of the Lord, including the Word of God, really has no meaning to the unsaved person because, as I said, the unsaved person does not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to teach that person the wonderful truths of God's Word. So if you happen to be a person, though you claim to be a Christian, when you pick up the Bible and read it, you get nothing out of it, maybe you're not really saved. Maybe you've never really trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And so I would encourage you, even right now, to examine yourself and see if you can find a time when you've trusted Jesus as your Savior. And if you haven't, do so right now. I think there's another reason why some people don't get much out of the Word of God, and that is perhaps they are not really interested in hearing the Word of God. I think that there are some Christians in that category. They would rather listen to music or some type of a discussion, but they just don't have the desire to hear from God and hear His Word. And so when they pick up the Bible to read it, they get nothing from it. And then thirdly, when there are those who don't understand the Scripture or don't get anything out of the Bible when they read it, I think that this involves those who do not really believe the Word of God. They don't believe it. Oh, they know that it is a religious book. They know that it is something that pastors preach out of and teachers teach out of, but they really don't believe the Word of God. They say, oh, it's not relevant to me today. This is something that was written many, many years ago, and consequently, it's not even applicable to where I'm living. Well, that's a very unfortunate attitude to take toward the Word of God, because God's Word is effective. As we see here in our passage of Scripture, it works effectually in those who believe it. And so if you happen to be an individual who really does not believe the Word of God, well, again, that could be an indication that you don't know the Lord, simply because of the fact that those who know the Lord came to the Lord through the hearing of the Word of God. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then I think there's another reason why some people don't hear or are not blessed by the hearing of the Word of God, and others are, And that's because perhaps one is really saved and does want to hear from the Word of God. If you are saved and you want to hear from the Word of God, every time you pick up the Bible to read it, you will learn. There is no doubt about that. And some days you might learn more than others, but you will learn. But the question that I have for you as we're drawing to the end of this particular program today is simply this. What about you? What do you get from the Bible on a daily basis? Well, I want you to think about that, because this week we are going to study from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 how effective the Word of God is in the lives of those who truly believe it. God's Word is effectual all the time, but the key in seeing its effect in our lives is believing it, applying it, obeying it, and allow it to have its work and its effect in our lives. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 says this, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." We're going to be looking at this verse throughout the course of this week, and so I trust that you'll be right there by the radio as we do, simply because of the fact that I think one of the things that's needed today within the body of Christ, one of the things that's needed today in the life of the individual Christian, is the working of God's Word. So how do we allow it to work in our lives? That's what we're going to study this week. Well, thank you so very much for being there by the radio. The Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.